Budabash got free sometime in the night. We didn't know how, just that he did, and that we needed to go and find him. Me and Ghoul and Zia and Dawood, heading out onto the roads of Logar, together, for the first time, hoping to get Budabash back home before nightfall. This all happened only a few weeks into my trip, my family's homecoming in the summer of 05, back when it cost only a G to fly across the ocean, from Sac to SF, to Taipei to Karachi, to Peshawar all the way up to Logar, where, at the time, though it wasn't dead, the American war was sort of dozing, like in a coma, or as if it were still reeling off a contact high from that recently booming Afghan H, leaving the soldiers and the bandits and the robots almost harmless. So that all that mattered then for a musafir from America was how he was going to go about killing another hot summer day. Gulbuddin said it would be a four-man operation. He said it in Pakhtu because my Farsi was shit. "You see?" he told me, Zia, and Dawood as we huddled in the orchard before our chase. "More than four and we'll look like a mob, but any less and we might get jumped." Ghoul sat at the head of our circle, twirling one end of the thick black mustache his older sisters were always trying to tear from his lip because it made him look too much like the beautiful Turkish gangsters from their soap operas. From where he was sitting, up against the mud wall that ran between the courtyard and the orchard, he could spy on all the apple trees, and the cow's pen, and the big blue gate, and even the very corner of the orchard where Budabash once sat and slept and ate my goddamn finger. Ghoul was my little uncle, about 14, the oldest of our bunch. "What about 4.5? I said, thinking about my little brother.
"What did I just say, Marwand?"
"More than four is a mob," Dawood answered. "But an extra half might come in useful," I said.
"Not the half you're talking about," Dawood said,
squatting at the farthest edge of our circle, taking up too much space. Dawood was my other little uncle, around 12 years old, same as me. "Listen, fellas," I went on, "5 is a good number. 5 pillars, 5 prayers, 5 players on a basketball team."
"Only 5? Zia asked.
"Well, is it 4.5 or 5? Dawood asked.
"Football is better," Zia said. "In football, everyone gets to play." "What do you think?" I looked to Zia. He was my cousin. Rahmatullah Mama's oldest kid. Probably 13. Though you can never be too sure with the kids in Logar. But Zia just shrugged his skinny shoulders and aimed the barrels of his fingers at Gulbuddin. "Chick, chick," Zia said. "Pow, pow!" and pulled his triggers twice. Gulbuddin nodded at Zia and pressed down on the air with his hands. His eyes, green like duck shit, shifted from us, to the gate, to the courtyard, where the rest of the family still slept. We quieted down.
"We'll put it to a vote," he said. "Raise your hand if you want Gore to come along."
Dawood rubbed his skinned head as if he were going to vote for Gora, but couldn't make up his mind. Zia's scrawny fingers stayed nestled in his lap, counting out the 99 names of Allah. Ghoul didn't even move. Only my busted hand went up into that morning chill. "Well, fuck," I muttered in English, and relented to the will of the jirga. With my little brother rejected, I didn't say much else for the rest of the meeting as they shifted, almost rapid fire from one topic to the next. How to start? Where to look? Where to stop? Where Dawood would sniff? When Zia would pray? What Ghoul would chance if we met a marine or a djinn or a bandit or one of our other uncles who had already gone ahead of us on the chase?